Californian beverages.
Enjoy untapped fiber internet at home or work. With Liquid Fiber, you can also get out SIM cards to experience the same fiber speed on the move with Liquid Data on the go. Call 400 or visit your nearest Liquid Telecom outlet to get started. Liquid Data on the go. Now that's speed. Terms and conditions apply.
Apply, renew, and track your radiation license online with ease to the new Radiation Protection Authority Indian System Passport. Fast, simple, and secure. Stay compliant while protecting workers, the public, and the environment from harmful effects of ionizing radiation. Visit us at Exploration House, Government Road, Lusaka, or rta.gov.zm. Call us on 0956-319-080. Email radiation@rta.gov.zm. Radiation Protection Authority, a credible regulator ensuring a radiation safe environment and proud sponsor of the Hot FM News Bulletin.
The Hot FM News.
Good afternoon and welcome to the 12-hour news bulletin. Headlines. Israel defends a military strike as preventative measures. NBC Secretary General Manga Zinga drops to court over the president's spoken image. And from work to stop study visas from four countries due to Abia. To present a major detail, my name is Matilde Angola. Israel's ambassador to Zambia, Ofer Ali, says her country's conflict is with Iran's regime and not its people. Defending Israel's military operations as preventative and strictly targeted at military infrastructure. Speaking on the Red Hot Breakfast Show, Ambassador Sandy said Israel remains concerned about Iran's growing nuclear capability and is on the high alert. She has dismissed reports that Israeli strikes had hit schools in Tehran at first, insisting that the operations are directed solely at military sites. Ms. Fahy has added that Israel's actions are intended to prevent greater future disruptions and safeguard its national security.
Of course, the Russians should avoid it. It's quite to ask the Iranians why they wish to do it, to disarm, to be disarmed, and to take the missiles off and to finish and close their nuclear. It's very simple. The Israelis, the Iranians, if you look all over the internet, everything. Iranian and Israeli having good flags and doing their, you know, hearts and everything. Iranian people and Israeli people were very much alike. It's only the regime.
National Democratic Congress Secretary General Manga Zinga has been dragged to court for circulating a picture also depicting President Hakainde Hichilema lying on a coffin. Mr. Zinga, ex-deputy of Uganda Party Lusaka, appeared before the Lusaka Magistrate Court and is expected to proceed before Lusaka Resident Magistrate Webster Munyenda. I beg your pardon, Webster Munyenda. He is charged with premeditation of computer-related misrepresentation and computer fraud contrary to the laws of Zambia. It is alleged that Mr. Zinga on February 22, 2026, in Lusaka, intentionally and without local authorities did input computer data which resulted in substantive data, mainly on Facebook posts on Zambia for all 26, with caption Nalumango pays tribute to underpants politician showing President Hakainde Hichilema lying in a casket, with the intent that the authentic data be considered as if it were authentic. The Women in Law and Development in Africa, WIDA, has called for collective action against technology-facilitated gender-based violence, describing it as an emerging trend affecting homes, schools, and children across the country. Speaking at a key group consultative program, WIDA's country director, Kamanda, has warned that online harassment and abuse are increasingly spilling into real-life spaces, exacerbating gender inequalities despite existing legal protections. She has highlighted WIDA's partnership with Oxfam Zambia to implement an innovative project addressing this issue and calls for coordinated action by government, civil society and development partners. Mr. Kamanda has added that while digital platforms offer opportunities for learning and connection, they must be met with steps to ensure they empower rather than harm women and children.
Zambia has an opportunity to position itself
as a regional leader in responding to digital governance, one that defends online abuse, and also helps promote transparency, accountability, and the rule of law in our country. The best prospect for capitalizing on this opportunity will be to build trust with our citizens through the careful, equitable, and just application of cyber law and policies in ways that can help bind to identity and demographics for political affiliation.
And Oxfam Program and Community Advocacy Manager, Stephen Mather, said her organization will fund users use of a restricted ability fund support to tackle the issue and aid of the stakeholders to work together to make Zambia's digital services safe, inclusive, and accountable.
As an organization, we're able to provide funding to use in our activity fund. So the activity fund is a restricted fund that we give to our partners, and they are able to make decisions for how they want to utilize the fund. And we are happy to know that we have the number of organizations who receive local organizations funding and give them guidelines on how the research area is to go after.
The Lusaka Matrix Tech has sent us the 45th year old Chicken Business Woman, Khadija Mwangiwe, for 2 years of central imprisonment for trafficking in 25 pallets of cocaine weighing 500 pounds. However, the court has suspended the sentence to 15 months. In this matter, Ms. Mwangiwe pleaded not guilty to the charge. In delivering judgment, Magistrate Peter Mungana ruled that the convict was found with drugs hidden in the Toyota Mark X, registration number AFB2930, which she was driving. Magistrate Mungana stated that the public analyst from the Ministry of Health under the National Food and Drug Laboratory, FOA, submitted to the court that 25 pallets recovered from the vehicle tested positive for cocaine. She says the prosecution have proved their case beyond reasonable doubt that the convict trafficked in illicit drugs. The magistrate considered her mitigation and stated that she was a first offender and remorseful to her actions. She sentenced her to 3 years in simple imprisonment, but she will only serve 15.
The Hutchison Business News is brought to you by Success More Than Bad.
The National Pension Scheme Authority, NASA, says it has favored total benefit payouts of 2.4 billion kwacha in 2025. Speaking during a media engagement this morning, NASA Director General Mayanga Miyangwa said authority paid 1.6 billion kwacha in monthly pensions to 32,420 pensioners and beneficiaries. He has added that 643 million kwacha was disbursed in pre-retirement lump sum benefits to 38,560 active members. Meanwhile, Mr. Mayanga said the authority aims to grow its net assets to 133 billion kwacha in 2026 by maximizing contributions to 12.5 billion kwacha and achieving investment returns about 14% per annum.
We aim to grow the net assets by the end of 2026 to 150 billion, 193 billion, and we move from 10.4 to 10.5. Then we have investment in the same, 6% per annum, and keeping the associated cost to reach the 6%. We have a bigger ambition, fast growth, but an administration that is challenged, which is called the new part, the new part, the council. So we have, that's why we are here very clear. We also have the fact that we are looking for a job that is brought to the team, the 10 billion to our team by 2021.
The news continues after these messages.
Enjoy untapped fiber internet at home or at work with Liquid Fiber. You can also get our SIM card to experience the same fiber speeds on the move with Liquid Data Bundle Bureau. Call 400 or visit your nearest Liquid Telecom outlet to get started. Liquid Data on the go. Now that's speed. Terms and conditions apply.
The UK government will stop issuing people from Afghanistan